ஹாய் அண்ட் வெல்கம் பேக் டு அனதர் எபிசோட் ஆஃப் ரீஸ்கேலின்ஸ் பாட்காஸ்ட். இன்றைக்கி வந்து ஐ திங்க் இட்ஸ் த தேர்ட் எபிசோட் ஆஃப் த டே தட் யூஆர் ஷூட்டிங் அட் ஒன் சிங்கிள் டே. ஸோ காலையில் கொஞ்சம் பாட்காஸ்ட் ஷூட் பண்ணிவிட்டு தென் வி வென் டு அ கிளைண்ட் பிளேஸ் அண்ட் தென் ஃபினிஷ் தட் ஒர்க் அண்ட் வி ஆர் அகெயின் ஷூட்டிங் த நெக்ஸ்ட் எபிசோட் ஹியர். அண்ட் இதுக்கப்புறம் மூணு எபிசோட் இருக்கும்போது ஐ கெஸ். ஸோ யா, ஸோ இட்ஸ் பேக் டு பேக் கான்சன்ட்ரேஷன் அண்ட் வி ஆர் ஆக்சுவலி பம்ப்ட் டு
மார்னிங். வி ஆர் டாக்கிங் லைக் வி ஷுட் நாட் ஹாசில்
அண்ட் இட் இஸ் தி என்டையர் ஆப்போசிட் ஆஃப் தட். But exactly, so we are going to talk about the one thing that is pushed to the current generation of Gen Z, which is also the hustle culture. And we are going to talk about how the Gen Z is being marketed to in a lot of different ways. Ram, what do you think, or who do you think is the Gen Z? And
Gen Z, so again we'll take house as the example. Gen Z would be the last
child
of my father.
Right,
a baby boomer.
No, a Gen Y.
Yeah. Gen Y. So they would be the last child of Gen Y. So the most spoiled person of the family, the most
pampered.
Person in the family is Gen Z.
I think the year is like 97 to 2009, I guess.
90s. They would be around, you know, the age.
Right now they'll be 20.
18 to 23, 24.
No, they'll be 97, not 25.
Max is 25. Max would be 25.
Least is 14. 14 to 25.
14 to 25.
That's 11. So the 11 year gap. Yeah.
Mm. 14 to 25 would be their age, and this is the age where the mind is ripe.
Right.
The mind is, you know, until 14, we would be just wandering. You know, you come with a blank slate, and now it is just wandering. It is ready to accept everything through imitations from others. You know, it sees people and it just puts in those data, processes those data, and makes you a being by just looking around the people. But once you're 14 to 25, we get the ideology of death, love, lust, nationality, identity, religion. All these new ideas are coming into our head when we enter into this age of 14 to 25. And these people, this current Gen Z people, when they are at this age, they have a mobile phone,
right?
And they are being directly marketed.
Infinitely
marketed with content. So this is the saddest part, that they have been put into the amount of misinformation that they are getting, the amount of, you know, when I was in that age, I think, when I was at the ending of my Gen Z experience, it was the internet and the beginning of the
computers itself, like the personal computers.
Computers were there. When I
but
was
you couldn't do anything. You couldn't do much with it, right?
Computers, the speed of the internet was
very
low. The quality of the videos, the images, everything was more, and you know, so the downloading time, you had all these problems. But now it is not like that. So the information that they are getting, able to consume, is a lot. And the information that they are being given is not the right information. They are being fed with the wrong information.
Because like at our time, like I consider myself a millennial, and I am a millennial, and we had this moral compass of just doing 3 to 4 things possibly, right? And right now they have n number of things that they can do and, you know, test and explore and do or not. And it is very hard for them to differentiate what is right and what is wrong. And because whatever things that you do, there will be a set of community people that say, look, it's right, and a set will say it's wrong. So the amount of, you know, dilemma that the person goes through at an age of 14, where you don't know what's right and wrong. And that's why Gen Z is often considered as people who are very, you know, aggressive with their parents. You know, they will not accept what the parents will say, because like your parents and my parents have an entire set of life with no devices at all. So coming from parents who grew up like that, ஈவன் ஆர் ஜென்ரேஷன் வாஸ் லைக் நம்ம ஃபஸ்ட் டைம் வென் வி ஸ்டார்ட் கேமிங் கேமிங் அண்ட் எவ்ரி திங் பீப்புள் லைக் கோ அவுட் சைட் அண்ட் ப்ளே கோ அவுட் சைட் அண்ட் ப்ளே அண்ட் ஃபார் தெம் டு ஜஸ்ட் சி சம் ஒன் லைக் ஜஸ்ட் திஸ் லைக் என்டையர் டைம் இஸ் லைக் வெரி பிக் ஷிஃப்ட் இன் கன்சியூமர் பிஹேவியர் ஆல்சோ
தேர் சோஷியல் லைஃப் இஸ் மச் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் கம்பேர்ட் டு தி சோஷியல் லைஃப் தட் வி ஹேட் மோஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தியர் சோஷியல் லைஃப் வாஸ் த்ரூ அ மொபைல் ஃபோன் வாஸ் த்ரூ they started their social life in an early age through not was completely through but they started their early social life through mobile phones most of them I think completed their colleges through
mobile phones,
some screens so they are going to be a very different set of people
and so when you look at how they are being marketed to right now is presumably in a way where it is not going to resonate with us, it's going to be very different. Like I remember you showing me an ad of the Dark Rules by the Tata ad campaign. If you had shown that ad to someone you know our age or someone like my father, they would not say like why is it black, like why are they promoting
it does
black
not,
but I think the entire generation now thinks like black is luxury and you know they are ready to resonate with such an ad. But I don't know the actual impact of the ad. It is there, but our ads are very bright, you know, lively and, you know, pleasant and stuff like that.
A lot of colors, a lot of music.
Yeah. Because like I remember this ad by Maruti Suzuki Esteem. It was like a child saying, my daddy's big car. And it's like a family. They go on a trip together. And for us, the ads are like travel, like you go on a trip with your friends and stuff like that. But it's like aggressive, anime style, black, and you rule the town, you know. So the marketing messages keep changing. And we have to cope up with what these brands are doing so that to understand what this kind of advertising has to work for. So that's why we constantly stay in touch with all these advertising and everything.
Again, so marketing to them, so the coming what I'm telling is we are giving them the wrong message.
Right.
So when I was at that age, when the internet was there, when the computer started, the information that was marketed to me was the first thing that I could see. And it was not the right information that I had to consume. And we are doing the same thing to the next generation that are going to come. That is not the right decision to take as marketers. No, it's not about coping up with marketing strategy. It is about stopping that marketing strategy and giving sense and sensible advertisements,
right,
you know, to these people, you know, sending them sensible information, what they should know and what they should not know. It's not controlling or manipulating, because, you know, if you're going to say that, then the other thing is also controlling and manipulating, but we have to send them more good information. You know, we are talking about depression, suicide rate increase, and all of these things are all because of this information that we are providing them as marketers.
Right.
And, you know, I think when we were at some point of our life, you know, we were told that, you know, we saw TV ads that made us buy Lay's chips and all, you know, we understood that when we were only old. And, you know, these people are also going to understand
go through the same phase of life.
Why do we have to let these people go through the same thing again?
Right. It's again putting them in a materialistic world where like you have
it
to
is
buy
again
this
putting
stuff.
The whole species into the same cycle. You know, we are all talking about, you know, all these big guys are talking about, you know, we have to take the species to the level, next level, euphoria.
Right.
You know, things like that. But then we still continue doing the same thing, you know. Same thing again and again and again. Because this is all because of
capitalism.
Boomer sitting on top, unstoppable.
It all loops out to all our previous
episodes. Yeah, no, it's just thinking back, you know, it was just thinking back. It's just something unmovable is sitting on top and does not want to change because that is the only thing it knows. That's so it repeats it in different ways and, you know, cycle is going. But we should look into way to stop this cycle and make it work in a much better and but better way, because the more we start making it better, the more better we are going to become.
Right.
All of us are going to become, rather than, you know, talking bullshit about extinction of human beings, all these crappy things. So we should start changing the way how marketers think. Marketers should not think like that. As you know, marketing is like education, you know, and so a marketer is like a teacher, and a teacher should not give a wrong lesson to their students. And you know, if you're targeting Gen Z as a marketer, you should not do something to kill them in the future. You know, you should make sure that, you know, they are happy all throughout their life. So, you know, responsible marketing is a must.
Right. And it's like a statement that's generally in drinking advertisements, like drink responsibly.
There
should be like a mantra for marketers.
Marketers also.
Right. So we've also come up with, you know, a lot of businesses that, you know, try to, you know, incorporate memes into their marketing so as to, you know, very well gel with the audience. And it's come to a point where ads have stopped making sense, to a point where you will actually know, like, this ad is not for me, it's not for me. But as entire different generation is like, yeah, I know what this brand is, you know. And I think one of the core marketing ideas of Cred in the recent times was like very quirky ads where like a normal thing will not be normal, like Rahul Dravid being angry at something,
aggressive,
and you know, Anil Kapoor being different at something.
Anil Kumble,
yeah. So it's kind of that, and even we understand that because like we understand these players who have played for a long time. But the ad shift is happening, and a lot of memes and, you know, quirky statements. Gen Z is also becoming more environmentally conscious, and that is why companies that focus on creating brand identities solely focused on, you know, consumer friendly in terms of environment, or, you know, eco-friendly, and, you know, there is also like zero waste packaging, you know, they come up with all these random marketed words that says zero fat, right? And these fat will be in a different form of fat, so they will consider this zero fat, you know. But the Gen Z will understand that, okay, it's zero fat, I'm going to start eating that. And they are pushing them into veganism, they are pushing them into, you know, animal cruelty and a lot of other stuff, which was not the case when we were there, right? And it's going to change the entire morale of the audience, where they think, okay, doing this as a person is going to make me feel a part of this community. And that's what's happening right now. And that is solely based on all these companies trying to push the agenda of, you know, having veganism or having climate change.
Selling
stuff that is not actually educating.
Needed.
But in order to, for them to make money, it's the only way for them to, you know, market. Yeah. And I think we were talking about this in the esports episode in 2019 or 20, where all the advertisers are shifting towards gaming and everything. So the esports.
Digital gaming.
And I was speaking to one of my friends, you know, niece and nephew. They were like saying, did you see the world championship of PUBG? I've never heard a sentence like that before. And
how old is your niece?
16 to 17, this age. And it's like, I'm following this person from India, he plays really well, and he does not speak Hindi. That player is a Hindi person.
Indian.
So, and people are watching that, those
games. Relativity.
Yeah, but At our time, it will be like Sachin or, you know, Dravid or, you know, whatever the players that cricketers play. And we played cricket in real life also. But right now, I don't think a lot of people go out and play as much as they did like our end, because like my brothers used to play like religiously, they still play. But anybody I see right now, like even when we went to our client's place, there are two people who are playing, you know, PUBG when they get time. So it was like us having time since Sundays, going and playing on our physical activities, to being like, I'm just free for 10 minutes, let's just open up a game. And you know, Vinith, he was like talking to us for some time, and he went and he started watching an episode in that 10 minute gap that he got. So the attention span is like, okay, I want to finish this episode, but I'll watch just 1 minute some here. But for us, it is like sitting and watching the entire thing without any
interruption.
So here,
I remember sitting in my hostel room, I think 18 hours straight watching Lord of the Rings.
Binge watching. And we used to
have that. It was not binge watching. Then, you know, we had slow internet, so you had to download
the whole. And then one guy had an external internet, hard disk of all the movies together. And right now, Gen Z does not have to do that. They don't even download it. They just rent it. And I am talking to everybody, and everybody seems to have a Netflix account. Everybody seems to have an Amazon Prime account. And right now,
lifestyle, it has become lifestyle.
Yeah, it's become like, if you don't have the OTT, you don't have access to a certain part of entertainment. And Jio Cinema is actually coming up with, they are streaming the entire IPL. And I read somewhere that they are trying to push 5G into the new audience market.
Airtel is, no, I think
Yeah, Airtel has launched this version, but they are launching Jio Fibernet, you know, which is going to be extremely super fast. And they are streaming it for free in 4K resolution. I don't think any company has ever streamed 4K in you know, OTT. And once they do that, the Gen Z market is going to subscribe to the Jio, because like they'll come in. But what I feel is, are the Gen Z actually watching IPL as much as millennials? Do you think they are?
That is where marketing is playing the role, right? You know, if they want to make them watch, they can make them watch.
Right.
This is how it's brain controlling and manipulation is working. If they want to make them watch, they will make them watch. They just like banning TikTok, they can ban whatever things that they want, and they can make these guys. And these guys just forget. They don't understand the bigger picture of all this. You know, when we walk in their shoes, we know we did not understand. We just enjoy. And you know, it was not we enjoyed. We thought
it was enjoyment. Yeah.
We were told it was enjoyment. Today in Instagram, I see people, you know, what is this called? Scrolling up and down, and you know, I want to do this. Looking at people who are being paid to do that. You know, so we know the hardship of making content. And it is purely being done as a marketing effort, and it is being done to make these people show happy, and you know, it is still continuing. So you can actually say, you know, you can control these people easily. You can just say, I do not want to show them, what was this, PUBG anymore. You know, your niece at the age of 16, 17, next 2-3 years, you do not show PUBG, or you know, you say this guy became mentally ill after some. And then that's it. People stop watching PUBG, and you can just say them, put them back into cricket.
And it's again going to be
again the same cycle, because Indians, we have built a huge infrastructure for cricket,
and it has to sustain.
It has to sustain. If it does not happen, then it has so much of money put into it. There are so much of boomers sitting on top of it,
and they are reliant on all this money.
All these money that is going to, so they will, you know, start paying cricketers more money. Cricketers coming in more advertisements. So they will just break this loop easily.
Right. And also, we've been seeing a lot of gambling ads these days, and it's like heavily propelling across Chennai. Right now, I see Sanjay Dutt, who is promoting something. I see Dwayne Bravo or someone promoting a company. And I'm seeing, I think, Nora Faheti, she's a Hindi actor, she's promoting something. And I recently saw today, Tamanna Bhatia is promoting something. And I'm seeing like all these big names. Saurav Ganguly is promoting betting.
Saurav Ganguly, Sarath Kumar.
Sarath Kumar is Rami, right? Rami is circle. Yeah. So I think, because like when we had lottery tickets as a thing that we bet on, right now, like, don't do all this. And government banned, like, this is very harmful for this livelihood of people, because like people are going crazy for lottery and everything. And right now, like, okay, you just pay this app some money and we are not going to be bothered. Just pay us GST and we are happy with it. And the Gen Z is also giving cash and, you know, trying to bet on their favorite person. And it was not even, you know, even in the lottery, you know the probability of getting something. But in digital, you don't even know whether you actually won or not, right? So that is something that I think these people are being pushed to put more money into something they are, you know, potentially going to face a lot.
Gambling is a form of addiction. Right. Gambling is the biggest dopamine rush. It is stronger than alcohol.
Alcohol or nicotine.
It is much stronger than alcohol. And these guys know it, and now they are infiltrating it into every home. It's bad.
And because like it's not...
Which I think we should regulate.
Yeah, there should be regulation. And you know, I think some people have this thing where you go to a casino, but it is only legal on international waters, and they'll have the ship and they'll do gag. But I think some law has recently passed that has stopped inhibiting all these things, because it was, I don't think it was like this like 2 years back. But right now we have billboards, like full page billboards that promote...
On the road.
Yeah, it's like the, when you take the Vadapalli metro left, right, in an old office, there's a board there. And when we came, we and Melvin came, the board is near IIT Madras. It's this big board with 1x bet and everything. And these people are spending crazy amount of money, and I don't know like what's happening with all these marketers who are trying to push gambling into it. I don't know that the agency is getting paid for doing it, but
yeah, they're getting paid. Tamana Bhat, the big names who you said, they are getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah, so
everybody is getting paid.
And they are using all these influencers who these Gen Zs follow, promote the same thing. So, yeah, I think it's a very, very
sad reality.
Sad reality and difficult path that we are pushing right now. And
we've got to, you know, advise these children not to.
And I think that the negatives overweigh the positives. That's why it's very hard to see good quality content. And I also think that the algorithms ranking signals favor the negatives more than the positives. That's why there are people who are trying to educate, like, do not, you know, do this stuff that the society is pushing you to do. And there is this thing called FOMO, right? Fear of missing out, where you want to do these things because it's
peer pressure.
Yeah, peer pressure, but now it has a name. It's just, a very,
no, the names just change.
Yeah, no, so I have FOMO, like I tell people, like we don't tell I have peer pressure to just buy this item, right? And people say like, there's FOMO on this.
Like, people in Gen Z are telling their...
Yeah, there is like, fear of missing out is the actual term that they use. Like there is this thing...
So they are so much educated now.
They're educated in terms of, you know,
no,
buying
when it was, when it happened to me, I did not understand I was under
peer pressure. It was not conscious, but right now it's conscious.
That is something really good.
And there was a name for that before also. There was like YOLO. YOLO is you only live once. So I'm saying like, let's drink. And you say, no, I don't want to drink. I don't want to spoil my health. Say YOLO. So you're just like, you only live once. Just try it. So I don't want to go to a concert that is going to cost me 3,000 rupees. But you only live once. Don't do it. Mm. And when a lot of other friends do the same, it's like, I don't want to miss out this action of being with them. So when I don't want to miss that out, I'll be a part of that. And the algorithm will always favor if there is an Aniruddha concert happening.
Algorithm is not favoring. Algorithm is being tampered.
Right.
There is no algorithm.
Right.
The algorithm is a fake thing that they have told us, saying it is all shit. It's all shit and everything. But the algorithm does not favor. The algorithm is manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
The algorithm is being manipulated because of the boomers.
Right. They have the control of everything.
They have the control. And they have the control. They should control everything. They are forced to control. They are forced to control everything because they have built a big
system.
They have a very big infrastructure. They have built a big system.
Right. And the future of Gen Z's marketing is going to be very, very, how do you put it, very cunning in the coming days. Because they don't listen to what the older generation says, because we are very tech less savvy compared to them. So it's like, ungalku phone use panna therla, how do you think what is going to happen in on technology? I know what I'm doing, you know. That was the case what we had also, but we were not also very this tech savvy. But right now my friend's daughter and all, they'll use YouTube and they'll click on subscribe. My friends and come and say like, she will open YouTube and she'll subscribe and she'll follow.
I think glorifying them as tech savvy is the most stupidest thing that we are doing. They should not be glorified as tech savvy. They're just children, I think, you know.
Yeah, I think when we used to
be... We should phone, never glorify them. I think that's what is getting into their YOLO head and the FOMO.
Yeah, because like, oh, okay.
Stupid
if I use
FOMO
the phone,
head.
And this child will think like, if I use the phone for so long, yeah, my parents are appreciating me, so I might be some this person like who they appreciate. Because in our childhood, when we used to mimic people talking on the phone, it was like, all your phone, like it was like that. But right now, it's like different things. She will open up FaceTime. My nephew used to call me on the
video call.
Yeah, no, she used to call me on video calls and like, how long did you call? How did you unlock the phone? Okay, hey, if you want to unlock it, why is it not? So, yeah, so we are glorifying the long paths, and social media is also glorifying the long paths, and people are having FOMO. And I think that should be, as you said, regulated.
No, Bill Gates' daddy should listen. You know. He should monitor the right things, you know, rather than bad words and abusive words. He should know what to monitor, you know. Sad him, you know.
I think even like
We think, you know, it is the 1% that is controlling. But I think this 1% is being controlled so much by what they have built around themselves.
Right. And I think we also haven't spoken about the drug intake that is like very common right now. I don't think it was like that this available. But people right now think like it's very cool to be, you know, intoxicated and, you know.
It's always cool to be intoxicated.
No, but right now you can go to a disco and do all these things. But I don't think we would have had the same privilege in 2006 because like I don't think Chennai still has a very good nightlife compared to the rough Bangalore. So, but people are like, I told you, like one of our friends told me, like
I recently visited two pubs, one in Chennai and one in Madurai. It's not a pub, basically.
It's a restaurant.
It's not a rest, it's a bar. It's a bar. I don't call it. In Madurai, when I went to the bar, it was all these Gen Z people, all these college going guys there. It just reminded me of my college days. So when I used to go drink during my college days, it was a Tasmak. You have a table like this, you need to stand there and drink and come. But now these guys have the opportunity to come. This is Madurai. Madurai is a tier 2 city. It's not a developed city.
It's not an experience, basically.
But these guys have the opportunity to come. They have a dance floor. They had a DJ. All these guys are dancing.
And you have to drink in secrecy, you know. You can't just sit in
the bar. Then it was drinking in secrecy. Now this DJ team, they've bought cameras. So these guys are taking videos.
It is being documented and posted on that.
And they are happy. And their parents are also, I'm not sure, accepting or not accepting. But you know, these guys are okay with it. And They are enjoying it, you know. When I look back, I missed it. But, you know, I didn't miss the dancing. I did dance, but, you know, go back to the childhood and dance. But it was a nice thing to see. And then, 1 or 2 weeks back, I think this Monday night, I think after office, I went out with my uncle to another bar in Chennai. This is like families coming in with children,
right,
with babies. And there's an unlimited
alcohol.
It's a family bar. This is not a restaurant.
And there's cocktails and mountains.
Yeah. I remember when my father, when I was a child and when my father used to take, he had to take me to a five-star hotel to have this experience. But now, it is a nice change, you know. I saw people of all financial classes there, you know.
In the same.
Something that, you know, we could not expect that, you know, these guys can have.
Have a dining and wining experience.
Dining and wining experience with their family, not, you know, with the acceptance of the family, with the acceptance of the community.
A social drinking. And it is very controlled also. Like, it's like, I'm not like, I'll drink like.
They are drinking. They are their natural. Because, you know, when you're with your family and friends, you know, you always feel comfortable. You don't need to pretend. It's like, you know, maybe it's your office or something. You got to keep your, you know,
Composure.
But when it's family, you don't care much.
Right.
You know, you're going to go home safe no matter what. They're not. They are not going.
They're there for you, basically.
They're not going.
It's
to
like friends, you know, friends. Drinking together.
So it was a very nice thing. You know, the inequality gap has been broken. Right. Has been reduced.
Right.
But it's not being shown out aggressively in a good way.
Right. I think we shifted towards drugs a lot. Sorry for changing something. But yes, Gen Z is also trying to transition in a way that they are very closer to the parents. They are very open about sharing what they have in mind. And they are very honest about what they think and what they communicate. And this is one of the reasons that marketers find it very easy, because like, their feedback is instant. So if you ask my mom, like even if she knows like she's pitched to with something, she'll hesitate to say the word no. But right now the Gen Z is like, strictly no, I don't want it. But if I want it, I want it.
And we think it as aggressive.
Aggressive, yeah. But it is like very, it is how it has to be.
It is their character.
It is how it should be.
The truth is always aggressive.
Yeah, yeah. Truth is very ugly also. So, and yeah, so that is why they are very, when you say aggressive, they are very focused on, they are very mad about these boomers trying to ignore climate change, or they are becoming environmentally conscious. So, you know how Greta Thunberg, you know.
Yeah, I sometimes think the boomers are, you know, the climate change is a boomer fake idea.
Right.
That's my.
It can be like.
According to me, it is.
Right.
According to me, it is. I used to be a very conscious, environment conscious person, not throwing plastic outside. Slowly, I changed.
You come to an acceptance that no matter what I do, this litter is nothing so
I cannot control anything. I have no power over, I don't even have the power over me. So, no,
right.
I have nothing. Basically, live life.
Right. And when you think of all these Gen Zs being, you know, meme sharing, like we spoke about that. And you said like somebody some friend of yours was sharing reels like continuously in a group.
Yeah, that is a Gen Z example.
Yeah, so that I wanted to bring that up.
In this marriage, I met this guy in a marriage. So I'm always intrigued, you know, after a long time I saw him. So I went, I spoke with him. As you said, they are very open. They are very truthful. So whatever question I asked, he answered. He was never no hiding, no
at that time,
no covering, no covering. And they have groups of friends together continuously sharing memes and reading.
And there's no text messages. Just
there's no text. There is no typing, or there is just viewing. They are
and it's just like very crazy, because like some people, what they do is they'll have one group just to share memes, and that will be not a original account, it will be a spam account. So you'll have an account, which is Ram Kesavan, and you'll have an account saying Ram is spam, no? And you just use that account just to have an algorithm that is fitting for you, and you have your original account where you follow actually things that matter to you. Like for example, if you are into tennis, you'll follow tennis.
Okay.
But in this thing, if you maybe you would like some weird cat videos or something that you don't want to associate with your
FOMO. Friend.
Yeah, basically
the FOMO is being
your FOMO account.
FOMO is your spam account.
Yeah, and there all these friends will have.
So your fetishes are your
exactly.
FOMO.
Yeah, so you have this weird fetishes, and all these people will share all this. It is like a undial of pool of ideas that they throw in together and just have.
And so, and all this data, these boomers have.
Boomers have, yes, basically. So Zuckerberg is going to, you know, no matter what you do, I'm going to sell you something. So
he knows everything, you know. Yeah. And he has built a machine that makes money by marketing.
By marketing.
And the marketing, the money is with these stupid guys.
Exactly.
Funny word.
And we think it is the mainstream, you know, thing that everybody has to follow, everybody has to do. And they will convince everybody who says otherwise wrong. So I think that's pretty much it for this video. And if you are a Gen Z who is watching the entirety of the video, thank you so much.
No, Gen Z must watch.
Yeah, much was, but I don't think they have the attention span to watch this 35 minutes of episode.
Make reels.
Yeah, we'll make reels for you. But if you have, thank you so much. And if you have said anything that's right, please appreciate us. But if you said anything wrong, please let us know, because you are honest, and we know that you are very truthful. So thank you so much for staying in. And if you have a Gen Z friend who wants to see whatever that we have talked in this video, just let them know that we exist. So thank you so much. Until then, this is Gohan and Ram Kesavan signing off. Bye.
Reach skyline. Embrace digital.